It was certainly a very important period of my own life. And as some of you know, I sometimes contrast the position and the attitude of new Buddhists, even in the West, especially in Great Britain, with the background and the attitude of the new Buddhists in India. Here we're much more concerned, it seems, with our subjective psychological state, with our feelings. How do I feel today? Do I want to do this, or would I rather do that? But what do I feel about it? There's nothing like that in India. The people who became Buddhists in India, the Dalits, well, for them, the point of departure was social. They saw Buddhism, the teaching of the Buddha, which was critical of the caste system, as the key, so to speak, to their social and economic and even their political uplift, as well as a spiritual path. So you may say that here we go from the psychological to the spiritual. Well, hopefully we eventually go to the spiritual. Sometimes I think we get bogged down in the psychological. But there they go from the social to the spiritual, to the Dharma. Of course, in a way you need to have both. You need to balance the two. So that's why I think it's very good that in the FWBO we have these two great wings, as it were. We've got our Western wing, where people are more concerned with psychological problems. And of course we've got our Eastern wing, our Indian wing especially, where people are more concerned with social problems. So perhaps, I won't say that I hope that people in India will become more interested in psychological problems. I hope they won't have them. I would certainly think that perhaps, you know, people, with order members and mitras and others in the West, should perhaps pay a bit more attention to objective and social issues, you know, rather than just to their own subjective feelings. I have noticed over the decades, there does seem to have been a drift away, even on the part of some order members, from public activities, a sort of retreat into subjectivity, one's own personal practice, one's own personal friends, but not being so concerned to help out around the centre and spread the Dharma so that others may be benefited just as one has been benefited oneself. So I noticed with some concern that over the years there has been, as it were, that drift within the movement on the part of some people, at least, away from the more public side of our life, of our movement. And while I hope we can perhaps learn a bit of a lesson from our friends in India, who are very much concerned with social and economic and other such issues. We must have a balanced spiritual life. And of course, part of that drift towards the personal and away from the public is reflected in the fact that, well, not so many people nowadays seem so interested in team-based right livelihood, not so interested in living in a community, what to speak of helping out around the centre. So we have become, I think, over the years, a bit overbalanced, I think, in giving too much importance, placing too much emphasis on the purely personal and private side of our life and our activities.